Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, there's a fog on the pond and a whistle in the wind. My grandpa was a fishing man. He got an education, bought a plot of land. With the fog on the pond and a whistle in the wind.
Welcome to the IDP Show. I'm your host, Josh Raymer, joined in the So Shack tonight. On my right, Adam Markham. On my left, Bobby Reynolds. Gentlemen, how are we this evening?
Doing very well, Josh. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Addie Bobo, how are you, man?
Little British accent there, Joshy.
Hey, we know Addie's got to come strong with the accents whenever the intro happens now. Last week was some deranged madman. This week we get a little British.
I like to keep you boys on your toes, the audience on their toes.
That's right. That is what you are best at, keeping us on our toes, as we know. Well, welcome in. We're glad you guys are here. It is the Week 10 Recap Podcast. Boys, we have sailed past the halfway point. Bobo, can you believe we are on the back nine of the 2022 NFL season?
I can't. It's exciting. It was a good weekend of football.
It was.
A lot of good games on. A lot of offense, a lot of good defense. Going to be getting into the chilly months here in Kentucky. Can't wait to
say, I think cold weather's here.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's going back.
I can't wait to hear what you have to say about your...
we will talk about it.
Jeff Saturday-led Colts.
Saturday for Sunday for the Indianapolis Colts.
You have to...
I mean, we'll get into it, but...
Cold up?
It's a lot of conflicting feelings, and we will get into it because there was a little bit of juice in that game. But, hey, it's a weird feeling because you want the Colts to get a good draft pick so they can finally draft a quarterback. Uh-huh. But at the same time, when your team is playing, you just can't root for them to lose. Mm-hmm. That's just antithetical to being a fan. I can't be like, no, drop that pass. No, miss that tackle. Mm-hmm. It's just hard. You can't root against your own team.
In your face, Joe Thomas.
Yeah, thank you, Joe Tom. Everyone, it was comical. Like, my favorite was the Joe Thomas rant where it was like...
Out of breath. Yeah. You don't know what these coaches do.
Well, and then also, Joe Thomas, to say that it's the most egregious thing you've ever seen, your former team gave Deshaun Watson the largest contract in NFL history. Yeah. Mm. And yet, this is the most egregious thing you've ever seen. Mm. Please, sit down, be humble, Joe Thomas. So a lot of hand wringing, a lot of virtue signaling in the coaching circles. I think secretly a lot of coaches in this sort of fraternity are nervous because what if Saturday comes in and does well and it's like, wait a minute,
hold up,
are we upending the whole sort of methodology that goes into hiring these coaches?
Yeah, what's next? You're gonna get the boys from the IDP show, get them a job?
Why not? Why not give us a shot? Parks Frazier was getting Frank Reich's coffee and dry cleaning like 3 years ago, and now he's an offensive coordinator calling a winning game plan. So
yeah, I'm going to need a head coaching gig off the bat. I'm not doing any of that grunt work.
No, none of that. No OC, no DC. I feel like you'd do well as like the DB's coach. Just out there teaching proper technique, showing just Chauncey Gardner-Johnson film 24/7.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do it. I could do it. Any position. It doesn't matter, Josh.
You are
head coach specifically. That's the one I want.
That's the one I want. Well, welcome in. We're glad that you all are here. Make sure you're checking us out over on the YouTubes as well. We now have a little at handle, boys. YouTube moved over to the actual handle model, so you can say we are youtube.com, and then it's at the IDP show. So check us out over there. Make sure you're subscribed and follow. We're going to be doing some cool stuff over there come the off season. So that's the place you want to be, and you can see our beautiful faces if you'd like to watch these episodes. But, gentlemen, we're going to go through every game from Week 10. The Monday night game is on right now. Addy is not looking at just the corner of the room, just like staring at a demon in the corner. Well, maybe he is. I don't know.
I feel something back there. There's a presence back there.
My hair on my neck is standing up.
Someone died in here, Josh.
Someone's about to die in here if you don't pay attention. But let's start off, boys, with the Thursday night game. Did you all happen to watch any of the Thursday night game this week? It was the Panthers getting the 25-15 victory over the Atlanta Falcons. Any Thursday night football watching at all this past week?
About five snaps. And I said,
that's about all I got, too.
That'll be enough of that.
Yeah, it was a tough one. Tough watch. I watched maybe a quarter, two quarters.
Yeah, I was potting with John, and so I had it on. Then our stream was messing up, so I just turned it off. By the time we got finished, it was already over. I was like, well,
It's good wife night. It's good date night.
Yeah, I was going to say.
There's bad games like that. Kind of thankful for those, you know. Sprinkle some of those in.
Bill Simmons always say, go to the orchard, go apple picking on like bad Sundays, or if it's a bad, you know, island game, go watch, go spend some time with the family, Bobbo.
Sure.
I'm solo dad at this week still, so you want to really have a week feel like about 4 months. Just take care of your kids solo for a little bit.
How's the wifey? She just
She's eating or drinking her way through France.
Sure,
she went to a castle today.
Okay,
they literally saw the gates open up of this privately owned castle, and just like all the tourists stormed in.
We got one in Lexington. Not impressed.
Yeah, I've been to that castle. It is actually pretty nice. Have you been in it before?
I haven't, Josh. Yeah, I'm not that bougie.
It's nice. It's got a restaurant.
I'll get on your level one day.
Maybe one day. But on our level of the Panthers and Falcons, I don't know. This was not a great game. Panthers get the 25-15 victory over the Falcons, who are surging a little bit. Bucks now in charge in that division. But, Panthers get the dub. And Addy Frankie Louvu is back, baby. I will say, though, Shaq is always a good second half of your duo. Frankie Louvu and Shaq Thompson, 100% of snaps this week. Frankie Louvu, one of the top scorers on the week, 32.1 points on 100% of snaps. So may we have two viable linebacking options there in Carolina?
Yeah, it seems that way. It's going to be hard to get either one of those guys out of your lineup going forward. Sounds like we will have Jeremy Chinn back at some point here.
That's
pretty
right.
Soon, too. So that'll be nice. It's always nice to have some better defensive back options. It's been a brutal year in the safety department.
Yes, it has.
I love that Adam's one third of a chicken sandwich is still sitting on the table.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's right. I forgot to
eat the rest. Yeah, it'll be nice. I'll throw it back on there. You can see it. It's right behind the title graphic.
It was a good half. Yeah, I'll say that.
I should put it in its own little box. Yeah. Just chicken watch. That's great. That's another reason. Check out the YouTube, folks. You can see Adam's dinner at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Will we get out of here before it goes bad?
Probably not. Probably not. Bobbo, Richie Grant continuing an impressive comeback season after a disappointing rookie campaign. 15.5 points on 100% of snaps. He has played very well this year.
Yeah, he sure has.
Yeah, he really has. I guess my question with the Falcons, though, is who are you trusting there? For Dynasty, are we trusting Rashawn Evans? Are we trusting Jalen Hawkins, who has had some okay games during the last couple weeks, had 4 points on 100% of snaps? Are we trusting this Richie Grant, 15 points on 100% of snaps? There's just not a lot of things in Atlanta that I want to put my faith in right now.
I think Rashawn Evans is on a one-year deal. But, yeah, you're probably not. I mean, Richie Grant is fine. Mm-hmm. Troy Anderson, obviously, I think is probably the best piece there.
The young edge rusher's there.
Arnold Ebiketie, hopefully D'Angelo Malone will.
Has he had much opportunity? I haven't.
He did
kept
get
up
a sack.
Yes,
did he?
He's actually been scoring some points because I've got him on IR, and it's always just a little bit of a bitter pill when you're like, oh, hey, you're actually scoring points. I didn't think you're going to play at all this season.
He's just getting like 15 to 20 snaps.
Yeah, it's not much.
Let's ask those questions for both of these teams. I mean, like even with the Panthers, what are we doing with Frankie Louvu in Dynasty? Are you going to hold him? You know,
I mean, probably so. I mean, what's someone going to come pay for him? Is someone going to come give me a third round pick? Definitely no. Someone give me a fourth? Maybe. So if someone gives me a fourth, I'll probably move him. If it's a fifth, I'll probably just hold on to him.
Now, I know that in XFFL, our trade deadline is like pushback further.
It's December 5th, I think.
But I mean, most standard leagues are probably pretty close to being about done, would you think?
Yeah, I mean, usually we bumped ours back, so I think it's literally like the week before the playoffs start, like the last week of the regular season, so which is when your trade deadline should be, folks, especially in dynasty leagues. You want teams to be able to maximize those assets for as long as they can, because it just inspires more activity in your league.
Both ways, for not only for the contenders, but also for the teams that are selling. I mean,
and you're like, oh, but what if the, you know, the bad teams sell all that's okay. Mm-hmm. Especially in Dynasty, that's okay. And trust your people in your league. Trust that they're not going to collude and say, hey, I'll send you all my good players, you win it, and we'll split the pot. Just have good folks in your league. Trust your league mates. And if that's something you're worried about, well, then get the bad apples out of there and bump back your trade deadline.
What about Brian Burns? Has he excelled this year for you guys?
Yeah. I think
yeah.
Better than you anticipated?
Yeah, honestly. I think so.
I mean, I had high hopes, but, I mean, you look at the performance week to week. He's had a couple stinkers here and there, but he's had a 29.9 week, 21.35, and then these last 4 weeks, 19.65, 10.75, 12.5, and 19.05. Yes, thank you very much, Brian Burns.
Yeah, because defensive end, we'll get into it some tonight, but it's kind of been a little bit tricky this year as well. Myles Garrett didn't have a sack this week. TJ Watt's back now. You know, Joey Bosa has been out majority of the year, but now Nick Bosa looks really good. Josh Allen in Jacksonville has been non-existent. Rashawn Gary's out for the year. So a lot of the guys that, you know, Montez Sweat has been back and forth. We haven't seen Chase Young at all. A lot of the guys that were drafted really highly have either been really good or non-existent, really, in my opinion.
Linebacker's been pretty chalky this year, but the other positions, man, it's just been
hard.
It's been hard. So let's talk about I believe, the first game in Germany for the NFL. The Buccaneers get the 21-16 victory over the Seahawks. I was up watching this game with Pax. It was fun. Mm-hmm. The stadium looked amazing. Apparently, they stayed like 10 to 15 minutes like after the game. Not a single fan had left. Like they were singing karaoke at the end. Like the Germans were lined up like 2 hours before kickoff trying to get in the stadium. Like, it's a good place to, I think, the NFL wants to go back and put down some roots.
You're a fan of the international outlook.
I love it. I said, what if we had, like, weeks 4 through 12 international, basically international series, like an extended slate of games. Every single Sunday morning at 8:30, you had a different international game.
Mm.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Wake up every Sunday morning. You got football on as soon as you get up. I like that. That sounds like a nice treat for me.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's the best.
Especially when you become a dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're up anyway.
You're up anyways.
You've been up for 2 hours.
Yeah, you don't have to wait like
that's what's
six
the worst
hours.
Sundays now.
Yeah.
Man, Sundays are long as hell because you're up at like 6. Mm-hmm. You're waiting 6 hours for the games.
Mm-hmm. Whoo!
Yeah. It's worth it, though.
Yeah.
Somehow.
It's all worth it? Like parenting or just the NFL?
The game part.
The game part. Okay, good to know. But let's talk about this Seahawks-Buccaneers game. The lead linebackers for both teams showed up big, and us IDP managers say, Danke. That is German for thank you, I believe. So thank you to Jordan Brooks, 23 points on 97% of snaps, and thank you to Devin White, 35.15 on 100% of snaps. He was really the story of the day for the Bucs. The next closest scorer, Joe Tryon Shoyinka at 14.2 points. Cody Barton had an interception there, so he was at 20.85 on 80% of snaps. So the snaps did tick back up, so that's encouraging if you were rolling Barton out there for some reason. But I thought this one was pretty chalky. Uchenna Nwosu had a down game. But otherwise, Addy, I mean, your linebackers showed up big. So I think the two biggest assets in this game delivered for IDP managers.
Yeah, you love to see it for Devin White. I mean, we've been talking about him being a sell. So, I mean, this will just boost his value even more. But, yeah, I mean, Devin White's going to be fine for another 2-3 years, right? He's still going that's what's great about Devin White. He still has these – he's one of the rare linebackers that can give you 30-point games on the reg. Like, he'll do it like
that can be a week winner
three or
for
four
you.
Times a year. So, yeah, it is, he is really valuable. So, Devin, so you probably shouldn't sell unless you do get a first back for sure.
So, Devin White last week had a 70.2 overall PFF grade, had a 91.9 pass rush grade last week.
Devin White did?
Correct. Yeah.
Wow.
And then week nine, he actually had a 78.9 tackle grade, 81.1 the week before.
What's those coverage grades looking like?
48.1 last week, 69.4 the week before, 59, 67, 51, 68. He's okay.
So he's been better. He's hovering. He's been better.
Way better than he has been.
Yep. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I've got Devin White in our main league, and he is on the trade block. I am looking for a 2023 first. If I don't get it, I'll probably just franchise tag him, pay him about $10 million. I don't know if I want to extend him for 4 years. But pay him,
I think you should.
$10 million bucks for 1 year? Sure, yeah. Why
I probably
not?
Would. I mean, you'll end up trading him. Mm-hmm. I'd say.
Yeah, I just have been in that situation before with those linebackers where you're like year three, you're like, oh, I'm paying this guy $9.5-10 million bucks, and he's like linebacker 38. You know,
it's Deion Jones for me right now.
Yeah, so it's just I've seen the life. The cliff comes very quickly for linebackers. I have a feeling Devin White's on that same trajectory. But, yeah, he's going to be good for at least another year or two. Mm-hmm. I don't think the cliff's coming that quickly for him. So,
and he's definitely there for another year, right? He doesn't expire until 2023, I think.
I'll double-check the contract. But I would say, yeah, he was a first-round pick, so he's going to have that fifth year option.
They'll pick that up.
I would think so, yeah.
I don't know. That's tricky. They did pick up his fifth year, so I bet he is expiring right now.
Well, no, I don't think his fifth year is up yet.
I think they get to pick.
So, yeah, he's next year is his fifth year of his contract. So,
have they picked it up yet?
I don't know yet. So he's in his fourth year right now. So they have to, I guess, pick it up. I don't know if you picked that up the year before or the year of, but last year is the last year on his contract. So,
it's late, folks.
Yeah, it's late. We don't know. But I'm looking at Spot Track right now, and he is on the team next season. He's a UFA in 2024.
Okay.
So I don't think he's going anywhere. I think the contract is guaranteed because the dead money matches the cap hit. So I think this is the end of his rookie deal. So, yeah, he's going to be with the Bucks next year, folks. Don't worry. I don't think he's going to be somewhere else. But let's move somewhere else in terms of games and talk about Broncos, Titans. I think I saw a stat where the Broncos are leading the league in the fewest points allowed and also dead last in terms of points per game. Mm-hmm. Basically, they're holding opponents to like 17.5 points or something. So if they score 18, they win. Mm-hmm. But they can't even score 18, Bobbo. Mm-hmm. And that's problematic when you've got a $245 million quarterback under contract for the next like 10 years.
This may seem exaggerated also, but I think in that tweet that I saw as well, they said that another team hadn't done that since like 1947 or something. It was like, is that right?
I don't know. I mean, historical
the
ineptitude.
The NFL would have been around then.
I mean, yeah, in a different, you know.
Yeah, it'd have been like.
Different whatever. Iteration. I don't think the first Super Bowl was till like the 60s, maybe.
Yeah.
So, anyways, this Broncos team is bad. They go down 17-10 to the Titans. Mm-hmm. And I really do believe Mike Vrabel could win a game with the cast of the IDP show playing defense. Mm-hmm. Like, we'd probably have you at one of the defensive ends.
Defensive tackle.
Yeah, get Kyle Bellyfuel lined up there on the line. Let him be one of our hog mollies.
Where are you playing?
I'm probably playing, like, safety and hopefully being as far away from the play as possible so I don't have to, like, tackle someone.
Mm-hmm. I'm the green dot.
Yeah, you're green dot. Yeah. You're calling the plays.
Easy.
John Macri's out there, Tripp. You know, we got the whole extended crew.
I heard Macri could lock you down.
Yeah, no doubt. He's
Macri Allen.
Yeah, he's a good coverage line. He's a Fred Warner type, you know.
For sure.
Great coverage linebacker.
Yeah.
But speaking of players not being out there for the Titans, if David Long misses next week, fellas, fire up Dylan Cole. 20.15 points on 45% of snaps. David Long, stinger, day-to-day.
What is a stinger?
I don't know.
Like a hip thing?
I thought it was like...
he got stung by a bee.
That's what I always think of. Did a bee get on the field? I really don't know, Bobbo. I'm sorry. We should mention it from the Thursday night game. We always like to hit these injuries. Dante Jackson, cornerback there for Carolina. Achilles injury, season over. Mm. Matt Ioannidis, calf injury, week to week, but he already has been ruled out of Sunday's game versus the Ravens. No injuries from the Seahawks-Buccaneers game. The Titans were already super depleted.
Yeah.
Zach Cunningham was out. Jeffrey Simmons was out. Amani Hooker was out.
Zach Cunningham.
Yeah, Zach Cunningham actually went on IR, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. So, Kaywan Williams, knee injury week to week. He will have arthroscopic knee surgery this week. We mentioned David Long with the stinger. Elijah Molden, groin injury day to day. Lonnie Johnson, hamstring week to week. Addie, we mentioned it last week. We said Rashad Weaver's back on the radar. Only 54% of snaps, but 26.4 points. So he's a decent option. I mean, if you're decimated on defensive line or D end, you could do worse than Rashad Weaver.
Yeah, he's had a few weeks, you know, similar to this now. So yeah, he's definitely worth a dart if you're struggling there. I'd love to have Rashad Weaver in a couple leagues, but yeah, he's fine. He's solid.
Yeah, some of the big name Titans disappointed for you. Kevin Byard, kind of a down week. We mentioned David Long going out with the injury. Danico Autry, only 6 points. So Monty Rice is another option with Zach Cunningham out. If David Long is out as well, it is going to be Dylan Cole and Monty Rice filling in for those two. So keep an eye on the injury reports this week for the Titans.
Speaking of injury report, burners, also called stingers, are injuries to the nerve network that provides feeling and muscle control in the shoulder, arm, forearm, hand, and fingers.
So it's an arm injury?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good to know.
Now we know.
Now we know. And knowing's half the battle.
This is the dumbest podcast. We don't understand stingers. Yeah. We don't understand contract situations.
Is it a bee? Is there a bee in your helmet? Addy, what about Josie Jewell? 100% of snaps. The crown jewel of your eye is back out there. And 9.75, so a little quiet, but...
all right. He's racking up the tackles.
Keep rolling him out, right?
Doing his thing, yep.
Getting the snaps. Sure. This is a good defense, too. The offense might suck, but the defense is playing really, really well.
Yeah.
So, speaking of playing really well, boys, I think the Dolphins might be legit. They get the 39-17 victory over the hapless Cleveland Browns. I know this team, Deshaun Watson, gets to start practicing this week. I don't think it matters. I think this is a lost season for the Browns.
What's their record?
I mean, they have 3 wins, I think, so probably like 3-7, 3-6. So, yeah, Dolphins 39-17 victory. Sad news out of this game. Emmanuel Agba's season is over with a tricep injury, so expect Chubb's ascension to continue. Pun fully intended there, fellas. Did not realize that until I read it right now, but I love where my mind was at with that. But Sione Takitaki, let's have the conversation. What the hell's going on with the Cleveland linebackers? I feel like we ask this question every single week, and we're no closer to an answer, mind you.
Yeah, I mean, right now JOK's banged up. So, I mean, who knows? Who knows what happens when he comes back in the mix with Takitaki? I feel like Deion Jones is safe and secure. But, I mean, Takitaki has been making things happen and playing okay as well. But I have to imagine it's JOK and Deion Jones, right? I mean, that's...
Surely to God. What are we doing otherwise?
Yeah.
But Takitaki's overall PFF grade on the season is 72.6. Run defense, 74. Pass rush, 72. Coverage, 64. He hasn't played bad, but I agree.
Do you have Takitaki on your XFFL roster, Bobo?
I do, but you know why I do? Because I had JOK.
That's good insurance.
Yeah. I mean, when JOK went down, I thought, well, I probably should go get Takitaki because he's going to get an opportunity, and then came freaking Deion Jones to Cleveland.
That's how it works, man.
What a weird trade midseason for a 3-7. I mean, I know he's only been there a couple weeks, but still. Kind of bizarre.
They're like, we need this help in the middle of our defense. And then it was like, oh, wait, we still suck. This defense is still bad.
Watson comes back next week.
Two weeks. Yeah. He can practice right now.
Yeah, he can practice.
You guys think it's a warm welcome? Did I say that right?
Warm welcome? I don't know. I hope not. But I think if he starts winning some games, there'll be more and more Watson jerseys showing up in Cleveland.
Isn't their first game an away game in Houston?
Against the Texans.
Wow.
Yeah. So they were like, you know, as slimy and as gross as it is, you know the schedule makers are like, look, we could give him 12 games.
Yeah.
He comes back. It's a huge story. Mm-hmm. He's playing the Texans.
And it's all
like,
connected. All right, 12 games.
Ticket sales.
Yeah, he should be like, well, it should be an indefinite suspension. But that 12 week gets him back for Houston. So
I guess I'm having a hard time at this point in the season deciding on my teams, all right, if I'm going forward in whatever league, who am I holding on to versus me fighting my dynasty brain to say, no, you need to sell Takitaki. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're at a weird part of the season to where it's like...
You're straddling the fence a little
bit.
You
want
to keep... You can get anything for Takitaki, but I mean, if someone's buying Takitaki, that person's a dope. Like, what are you doing?
You need to be trying to sell him, though. If you got some dopes in your league, be like, you see this dude?
Well, we...
Cleveland's linebacker won.
I'm just saying, like, the Taki Takis, the Frankie Louvus, the ones that are, you know, even the Zaire Franklins. I like Zaire, but, I mean, all these linebacker situations are just so muddy, you know? David Long got hurt all of a sudden, so it's like, what does he look like when he comes back?
With those tights, man, just don't get greedy. Just yeah.
Don't hold him too tightly.
If you're a contender,
we've seen
hang
it
on,
a thousand
to him,
times.
But yeah. If you're a contender, hang on to him. Just, I mean,
yeah.
You got him for nothing. Mm-hmm. If you need him, you know, keep him.
Don't cash out if you need that depth to make a serious run. But, yeah, if you're sitting there with Taki Taki on, like, a 3-7 roster, yeah, offload it. Like, go set. Like, don't hold on to a piece that's not going to benefit your future. I think we're at that period where it's like, if you think you have a legit chance to get in the playoffs, which is the whole goal. Mm-hmm. It's not about can I make a run, blah, blah, blah. Just get in the playoffs and see what happens. And so if you think you have a chance to do that, yeah, hold on to the assets that maybe you would otherwise sell. Mm-hmm. Someone comes offering, you know, a fourth or a fifth. I mean, maybe if you have really good depth, but if you think you're going to need those guys, I wouldn't be selling.
Yeah, unless we're talkie-talkie. If anyone ever comes offering anything, you sell his ass.
Yes, you just sell him for a bag
because
of chips.
You will be able to find other, like, Jack Sanborn, you know?
Yeah, we're going to talk about Jack.
We'll get to him, but I mean, there's going to be more of that stuff mm-hmm. in the coming weeks. That's just how it goes.
Yeah, so we should mention Bradley Chubb, 66% of snaps. Jalen Phillips, 63%. So the Dolphins edge rushers did okay, especially when you look across the way and Myles Garrett scored 2 points and Jadeveon Clowney scored 1.25 points. Mm.
So I didn't know Clowney was back.
Yep, he's back. They both played about 64% of snaps. And then, 63 for Phillips, 66 for Chubb, Ingram 51. So Javon Holland, very disappointing on 100% of snaps just to get 2 points. So let's move on, gentlemen, to the Steelers versus the Saints. The Steelers get the 20-10 victory. TJ Watt is back, but not all the way back yet, Bobo. Hello, Alex Highsmith, and your 25.95 points on 91% of snaps. We should mention TJ Watt clocked in with 79%. So it wasn't like he was on a, you know, really limiting snap count. But good for Highsmith for coming in and having a nice little game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we had that question before the week of who to trade or who to drop or whatever it was. And I think Highsmith was one of the names in there. And hopefully you didn't drop Alex Highsmith. If you ended up trading him, that's fine. Now is a great opportunity to trade him off of a 25-point week if you're not a big believer and with TJ Watt coming back. Highsmith has had these type of games to where he can blow up at times. Pretty good to see. Something I want to touch back to the Dolphins game on as well. It kind of relates to this, but, you know, if Tua is going to continue to be good and that offense is going to continue to flourish and they're just scoring tons of touchdowns, that gives Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb all the more opportunities to pin their ears back, go after the quarterback. And, I mean,
that's what Sig mentioned on our pod when he was making the case for Jalen Phillips, that this team is going to be able to get after it in these shootouts with teams that are going to be behind.
Jalen Phillips could really be like a second-half savior type of guy.
Yeah.
He's been kind of slow. He's been kind of, you know, not – he hasn't had a big game yet. But even the same with, like, Bradley Chubb, second half of the season as Miami continues to even figure it more out.
He's not making an impact in the box score really yet.
Yeah.
But, I mean
– the indicators are there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And if you watch him, dude, he's just bullying mm-hmm. offensive linemen around.
But, I mean, like, even look at the Bills right now. The Bills most of the time are playing with a lead. Look at Von Miller. Look at Greg Russo. Look at Ed Oliver. I mean, that whole defensive line just has opportunity to go get the quarterback because the other team is having to pass so often. I don't know. That's just something that kind of triggered in my mind when I started thinking about Jalen Phillips and why you should pay more attention to him.
Yeah, so it's a good time.
And I don't even love him like y'all do. I mean,
Bradley Chubb, too. I mean, do you guys like Chubb?
Love me a good Chubb. Especially now with Ogba out. I mean, we hate it for Ogba. You hate it if you're a Dolphins fan, but it clarifies the picture even more for IDP.
Ogba's been bad.
Yeah, he's been poopy.
Ogba was really bad. I mean,
he's been a bad boy.
He was dropped in a
bunch
of
leagues. Sit in
the
corner, you poopy pants boy.
I mean, got paid and then did that.
So he pulled the Robert Quinn.
Sure.
Yeah. Pulled a Quinn.
Pulled a Quinn. We're going to trademark that.
I made that joke in mine and Johnny's preview, I believe.
Has he been working out with Robert Quinn this off? You wrote it in the I was enjoying Johnny reading your jokes, right? That's why he's my Avi. What the hell's an Avi? That was fun. We should mention Cam Jordan. Not a bad game, but just not in the top five for the Saints at 58% of snaps. Mm-hmm. Or 58% snap share, 13.1 points per game. Honey Badger had a nice game. Demario Davis, 10.5. So the Saints' IDPs showed up. They just had a lot of randos at the top here. Caden Ellis, Malcolm Roach, Chris Harris, David Onyemata, Tano Kapasanag. Like, you see why IDP is so frustrating sometimes, because these five players were the highest scoring Saints on the day.
Caden Ellis, another good example of just being able to find just stud linebackers due to injury. Mm-hmm. So Pete Warner's out. So yeah, Caden Ellis has stepped right in and been really productive. So I see that, you know, as something that'll probably continue.
Yeah.
Until Pete Warner comes back.
That's right. Caden Ellis, one of the linebackers that Boo Bam wrote up for his waiver article.
Yep.
Make sure you're subscribed over at theidpshow.com. We get it out on Monday, so you have a head start on your waiver claims. But, gentlemen, let's talk about a very exciting game. Lions get the 31-30 victory over the Chicago Bears. Bobbo, are you more bought in on Justin Fields now?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's pretty good, man.
He's pretty good.
It's exciting if you're a Chicago fan to think this might be the best quarterback our team has ever had already.
Yeah, we're starting to see the quarterbacks that we kind of had question marks about at the beginning of the season start to flourish. I mean, we just talked about Tua. You know, Tua looks like he is the next, you know, big franchise quarterback down there in Miami. Justin Fields looks fantastic. The only thing that I do hate is Justin Fields is still losing. And I know a lot of that has to do with the defense giving up 31 points. But I like W's if I'm a quarterback.
That's true.
Go get you.
You'd rather him win, but they also need draft picks.
Franchise quarterback, Taylor Heineke.
Yeah, go get you a high draft pick, Chicago. But we should mention, Special Agent Jack Sanborn continues to make the most of Roquan's absence, while Aiden Hutchinson reminded people, don't forget about me. Mm-hmm. I'm really good and only getting better at it. It was nice to see Hutchinson put up a good performance for IDP.
Yeah, where would you boys rank him in Dynasty at this point?
For defensive ends?
Yeah, since he's an edge guy.
Let's say he's definitely, probably top eight, maybe even top six. What do you got him at? It's a good little plug for your dino ranks, Addy. I see you in there just about every day updating the ranks, and people should check those out over at theidpshow.com as well.
I have him eighth.
Eighth, yeah. That feels about right. Definitely top 10. I think you could make a case that he should be, as high as eight. But there's some studly guys at the top of that list, Bobbo. I don't think he's getting much higher than probably six.
Would you rather have Aiden Hutchinson or TJ Watt?
That's a really good one. Hutchinson's what, 22?
22.
He's 22. Watt is 28, I believe.
28, yes.
Yeah, it's Aiden Hutchinson. Yeah, for Dynasty, I don't think it's, 6 years is a substantial gap. I mean, even if we still get three more years of peak TJ Watt, hell, you may have eight more years of peak Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah. And them Watt boys, they get banged up as they age.
They do. They're banged up, Bobbo.
They got brittle bones.
I don't value Aiden Hutchinson quite that high yet. Top 12. I don't know if I can get him in the top eight. He's fine.
Josh Allen. Aiden Hutchinson.
Man, that's a great question.
Oh, stinky Josh Allen.
I was going to say, it's Aiden Hutchinson. I think we just have to spank Josh Allen's bottom a little bit and put him in timeout.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of bad boys out there, and we're coming for you.
Yeah, Josh, we're coming for you. Can you imagine? I've wondered how much I'd have to get paid to take a hit from an NFL player, and I think the price is $5
million.
I think it's $5
million.
$5 million.
I mean, there's a good chance you don't see any of that.
I was going to say, there's a good chance that's just going straight to my family. Yeah. So I need them to be really well taken care of.
This is pretty interesting. So James Foster on Twitter, most pressures by edge rushers from last two draft classes, according to PFF. Number one, Micah Parsons with 40. Tied with Micah Parsons, Jalen Phillips with 40.
There we go.
George Karlaftis with 28. Aiden Hutchinson with 28. And then Rashad Weaver with 27.
Weaver, look at that.
Interesting.
Talk about a good buy low, George Karlaftis. If you're a team that's not contending, go see if you can snatch George Karlaftis away from a contending team. But yeah, let's talk about Jack Sanborn. Addy, what do we think? I mean, is this dude just a plug-and-play starter now for the rest of the season?
Yes, he is.
I don't think dynasty-wise, whatever, but for this year,
he's not going back in the
No, Genie's not going back in the bottle. No. You're rolling Sanborn out there.
Yeah, I mean, he's a rookie. Look what's behind him. Bunch of
bums.
Jags, journeymen, and Just downright bad people.
Yeah. Nicholas Morrow, were you the one that brought up Morrow's been a little disappointing given the opportunity?
He listened to the show and he said, you know what? I'm going to give him their best week of the year.
I'm going to give him 16.5 points on 100%.
That was his best
snaps.
Week, right, of the year.
Pretty close, yeah. We should mention the Monday night game just wrapped up. Did Washington win this game?
They did.
Yeah, with just the worst ending. Mm-hmm. Heineke sliding, taking a knee, and then he gets pushed over.
What it was?
He's fist bumping like crazy.
Oh, he's so white. He's such the gym rat. We should mention, we always like to
he's a big Trump guy, too, I believe.
Oh, well, there you go.
Makes the fist bumps even worse.
Yeah, just in Washington.
Thinking about Trump when he's doing that.
Yeah, he's like, 2024, let's go. but let's talk about the leading scores just quickly from that game. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Deuce III, Jr., thank you very much, 24 points. Javon Hargrave, again, 23 points. Derek Forrest, 20 points. Josh Sweat, 18. Hassan Reddick, 17. Montez Sweat, 12. So there you go. Just some of the top scores. Addy, is there – you asked the question before we got on mic. Is C.J. Gardner-Johnson the best safety in the NFL right now?
Yeah, talking real football.
Real football.
I mean, it's there's not a lot of guys that have that type of impact.
Macri just spit out his – do they drink coffee in Canada? He just spit out his maple syrup thinking about King Derwin.
Well, yeah, that's true. Derwin, of course. But Gardner-Johnson
may be significantly better.
I mean, I would imagine Gardner-Johnson is top five at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is King Derwin, so I do apologize for that disrespect. I was just a little – I was hyped up.
I
was down.
Yeah.
I had Gardner-Johnson in a lot of places.
Yeah.
So I was hyped up.
It's been a great season. It's fun to see him get the shine he deserves. He was always, I think, respected in New Orleans, but just a little overshadowed. And God, if he was still on that team, I think that would be just a major bummer because that team is circling the toilet. And now he's on.
Didn't really get used in the right way, though, I guess, in New Orleans. At least, I mean, in my opinion, I mean, they played him the slot a ton, but I love the way that,
yes,
that Philly's been
playing. He's playing safety.
Playing everywhere, playing in the slot still, but, yeah, playing a lot of safety now mainly. So
yeah. So, Lions, Bears. I don't know how we got
We were laughing at.
I was just thinking, now we're 36 minutes into Sandwich Watch.
Sandwich, yeah, Sandwich Watch.
That's right.
Will it make it? So,
is Adam going to be not feeling well tomorrow?
Probably. That's just going to happen regardless if that chicken sandwich is eaten at 11:30.
Too late for one of those.
So, Adam thought I was laughing about Chauncey.
Yeah, let's.
You better not say a bad word
come
about
across
my baby.
This table.
Yeah. Let's talk about the game of the year, boys. Addy, I'm just going to give you the solo cam here. Vikings 33, Bills 30. Kirk Thuggins, Justin Jefferson, best catch ever, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Another great catch from Stephon Diggs in that game. So, yeah. I mean, these were two heavyweights throwing punches all games. Unsurprisingly, 63 total points meant a banner day for the IDPs from both teams. But how does it feel, Addy, being a Vikings fan rooting for this team this season?
Feels good. Feels right. I've earned it.
You've put in a lot of work.
I've earned it. But again, like I've said many a times when discussing this team, I do know that it's going to all come creeping up on me. And
Temple
of Doom,
they're going to rip your heart out and show it to you as you die.
Yep. I'm envisioning, you know, they're maybe going to get a bye potentially. But I'm envisioning a first round exit this year. So,
it's going to be painful
and it's going to be like us scoring like 7 points.
Yeah. It's going to be just the worst possible outcome.
It's going to be like 7-42.
Just the Eagles from last year just get totally pants on national television.
Yeah. That was an Indiana Jones reference.
It was. Thank you, Bobo.
I know
Temple
pop
of Doom.
Culture.
You do know pop
culture.
You said your favorite movie was Lord of the Rings. I still, to this day, that was my
watched it the other night.
That's my Michael Jackson and Kobe Bryant moment of like just total bewilderment and shock and delight.
That's one of my favorite things from the podcast this year is Adam's like true delight that gave him.
Yep.
Hearing him and
truly,
him
that's and going on pod. The highlight reel.
Seattle's my second favorite team now.
That's right,
behind the Vikings.
We should mention Za'Darius Smith knee injury day to day. Tremaine Edmonds groin injury day to day as well. From the previous game, Deshaun Elliott concussion day to day, and then there were no injuries from Steelers Saints that were notable. But across the board here, Addy, I think the IDPs showed up. showed out. AJ Epenesa, Dane Jackson, Ed Oliver, DeMar Hamlin. We talked about him. Zadarius Smith, Eric Kendricks, Pat Pete having a hell of a season.
Yeah.
And you know it's a good day for the Vikes when Danielle Hunter can't even get on the podium. 13.1 points. Cam Bynum showed up with 12 and a quarter. Harrison Smith, 11. Jordan Hicks, 7.75. So same thing with the Bills. You got Von Miller at 14.5. Matt Milano with 12, Tremaine Edmonds, 10.75, Teron Johnson, Shaq Lawson. I mean, my God, every IDP, if you plugged him in from this game, showed up and showed out.
Looks like Tremaine got hobbled, left a little early.
Yeah.
Did you mention that?
Groin injury, day-to-day,
Okay, so Terrell Bernard will potentially be a pick, and though, you know, he hasn't done much in Tremaine's absence as of yet, but either way, Bernard needs to be on your radar for dynasty purposes anyway.
Yes, he does.
I will say, circling back to whoever it was that said their favorite NFL linebacker, or whoever they thought the best NFL linebacker was outside of IDP, was Matt Milano. I can't remember.
That was Greg Rosenthal.
That's pretty accurate. Watching that game the other day, Milano had some really nasty plays. 12 points on 100% of snaps, so for IDP, it's not hitting home as much as we would like. But dang, that dude, he can sniff out some plays in the backfield.
That's right. He's a good player. And I do think Tremaine Edmonds will be gone next season. I think...
And that could be good for Tremaine, honestly. That could be good to be in a different spot.
You'd like to see him in a different... Can't wait till he goes to Arizona.
He's been playing really well this year.
And just ruins everything. That's the first team that popped into my head.
The universe?
That's the first team that popped in, boys.
Get
There's something deep in my gut that says this. So let's talk about head to the Meadowlands here. The Giants get the 24-16 victory over the hapless Houston Texans. Probably going to fire their coach one and done yet again. Bobbo, this was a great testament to patience with Jerry Hughes, and Christian Harris has been rewarded in recent weeks. Jerry Hughes, 18.5 points on 66% of snaps. And then the Christian Bros, Christian Harris and Christian Kirksey, 100% of snaps, both scoring about 12.5 points. On the Giants side, Leonard Williams, 18.05. Dexter Lawrence, 27.15 points on 91% of snaps. So he continues to be a fantastic option in D-tackle required leagues. But what do you want to call out from this game, Bobbo?
I don't know. I think this is just a big testament to, like what we've talked about, if anybody comes sniffing or asking about anybody who is not an elite IDP asset, this is why you ship them off. Because here we are in Week 10, and we're talking about people named Jason Pinnock, Adoree Jackson again, Dane Belton, Blake Cashman, Ogbonia Okorongwa, which if you know this show, you know.
You know.
You know.
You know that Bobby says that name flawlessly.
But I just mean, like, gosh, dude, IDP is just so deep. It's not like offense where it's like, okay, well, I'll roll out Terry McLaurin again this week. I mean, you're not all of a sudden going to have some, you know, wide receiver who's fifth on the depth chart go off for 25 points. Whereas a guy like, you know, Jerry Hughes, you might.
That's right.
Jerry Hughes continues to be very usable this year. I don't know how much of the Texans outside of, like, Christian Harris I'm trusting for Dynasty.
Jalen Petrie's nice option.
Yeah, even the Giants, too, like, outside of Leonard Williams.
Kayvon.
Thibodeau. Yep. Aziz Ojulari.
Leonard Williams has been bad this year,
too. Maybe, honestly, Xavier McKinney has been kind of bad as well. I know he's hurt right now, but honestly, I don't know how the Giants have the record that they have because they're not a good team.
They're fraudulent.
Good coaching.
I mean, they're way beyond the sum of their parts. I mean, this is
Saquon.
Saquon's been resurgent. I just wanted to read off Jerry Hughes's log.
Yes,
Saquon. Because this is, you talk about exercise and patience. With Christian Harris, it was just wait. Be patient. He is going to take Kamu Grugier-Hill's job, and it happens. We figured that was coming. But then you look at the log for Jerry Hughes, and this was an exercise in patience with don't drop this guy. 37.35 points the first week, 0.75, then 26.1, then 2.75, 0.75, bye week, zero.
Dropped. Everyone dropped him.
Dropped him right
probably
there.
Probably before the bye week.
Mm-hmm. Week seven. Las Vegas, when he came out of the bye week, when he had given you about 3.5 points the previous 2 weeks, then a bye, then zero, gone. Since then, 16.3, 27.25, 18.5.
Wow. So, he looks great out there.
He looks great. He looks like,
does
I mean.
Does not look like he's 30, 33, 34?
He's old, dog. He was like.
He is old.
Yeah, he was like a 2009 draft pick, maybe. Mm-hmm. He's been in the league a while. The dude's got some tread on the tires, but playing very well. So
he never did anything for the Colts.
Either, never. Never did a thing. Went to the Bills. Was fine there. But, I mean, hell, he's probably having the best moment of his career with the Houston Texans.
He's 34. He's 34. Yeah, I bet this has got to be his career high in sacks or getting close to it.
Born in 88.
Dude, so he's got 8 on the year already. Yeah, his career high is 10. He did that in his first year in Buffalo, 2013.
I was going to say, he never did it for us. Yeah, he was a 2010 first-round draft pick of the Indianapolis Colts.
Wow.
I don't even think we picked up his option. I think we let him go after his fourth year. So
they drafted him because of those sweet TCU uniforms.
Oh, my God, I know. Just that was 2010, so that was before Ryan Grigson got there. So that was the tail end, I think, of the Bill Polian era when Jim Caldwell was the coach, I believe.
Wow.
So you kind of forget about that. Dungy to Caldwell to Pagano.
There's a lot of things Colts fans try to forget.
We try to forget a lot.
Got your best coach ever now.
That's right. Yeah. He's next up here, but let's get through this.
It was the right thing for them to do.
Bobby,
get out. Get out. Get all the way out. Chiefs 27, Jaguars 17. Next game up here. In somehow great and terrible news for Addy, Chad Muma subbed in for Devin Lloyd at the end of the second quarter and the entire fourth quarter. This was not injury-related. Eyeball emoji, Addy. What is going on?
Yeah, that's scary.
That's not good, Bob.
That's scary. But I think it's a little window to buy, right? I mean, Devin Lloyd's been very disappointing lately.
Not great, Bob.
Took us a second.
But here's the thing, Bobbo. Is there ever a don't buy Devin Lloyd window in Addy's mind?
No.
That window's wide open. It's as big as a
cheaper
house.
Yeah. It's got much cheaper.
They lowered the top of it, too, so now it's just
it's all crawl
straight through. Yeah, I think we messaged this in our little thread this week that the Devin Lloyd window is it's ready. It's ready. I don't know. I still want Devin Lloyd over Muma. I know Muma got some playing time, but
you want Muma too.
Yeah, I was gonna say you've been tracking Muma's special team snaps because you are invested in Muma as well. So,
Guy racks up tackles when he's out there.
This is great and horrible news for you at the same time. So, how are you feeling?
I'm in a weird conflicted spot. I'm in a weird spot. I mean, I love Muma. I'm ate up with Muma. I have way more Muma than I have Devin Lloyd.
Yeah, because he was going so much later.
Talked a lot of shit on the show about Devin Lloyd, of course. So, I mean, I care more about my teams than the show, though. I'll say that.
I love that Addy's for what's a bye window?
It is a bye window.
It ain't ever close. It really is. It's truly is the perfect time to be like, hey,
somebody's scared.
I mean, Devin Lloyd got benched.
You weren't going to get this guy for probably less than a first. I don't know that anyone was getting that.
Probably not.
People are skipped. It's hard to do deals out there in IDP world. Everyone knows this.
We're pretty far ahead of that wave, boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're on the front end of these kind of player evaluations.
Josh?
Yes?
I want to talk about a guy that I wrote about last week who I told people that they need to go get.
Cue you up on that because I know you're a Willie Gay guy.
Willie Gay rostered in XFFL. How does it make you feel? 23 points on 67% of snaps.
So I rolled him out there just because Milano was coming off an injury. Mm-hmm. But he's just a playmaker, dude.
Yeah.
He's one of those that he doesn't need the full-time role that Nick Bolton has to produce, and we've continued to see that. So I will continue. I mean, now we'll mention it here in just a second, but Bobby Okereke is suddenly very relevant, playing like one of the best linebackers in the NFL with Shaq Leonard going on IR, probably going to be shut down for the season if I had to guess. So I've got Okereke, I've got Devin White, I've got Matt Milano, and I've got Willie Gay and Divine Diablo on IR. I'm probably rolling out Willie Gay over Matt Milano.
You need to be making a trade.
What about Bobby O or Willie Gay rest of season?
Oh, that God, that's tough. But it's Bobby O because it's going to be Bobby O. It's going to be Zaire Franklin 100% of snaps. And those two have scored very closely to one another.
What if EJ Speed comes up and gets Bobby O?
It's just EJ Speed. I mean, this does make EJ Speed more relevant.
Willie Gay, 8 tackles. He actually had a sack last week, too. And I think a couple of those tackles were actually TFLs. Willie Gay is actually playmaker, good at football.
He's really good. He's a very good football player.
That's a great team, man. Nick Bolton, Willie Gay, they've got a fantastic
Chris Jones,
secondary.
17.75, Carlos Dunlap.
Let's just hurry up and get Chiefs, Bills, AFC Championship. Can't wait to see that.
Yeah, George Karloftis playing 80% of snaps, folks, but only scored 9.5 points. Talk about a buy window. This is your chance to go get this guy. If you can pluck him away from a contender who doesn't need him right now, maybe he's got other guys starting over him. Mm-hmm. Same with Trayvon Walker. 71% of snaps, 4 points. So a lot of really good buy low dynasty assets in this game. Leo Chenault, just 17% of snaps. There's another one that, I mean, take a dart throw. If nothing else, he's good injury insurance.
Yeah, which rookies are you not buying, honestly?
I don't know that there's a lot that I'm not interested in. They're all pretty good buys.
Trayvon is kind of...
Brisker's not a great buy. Yeah. Brisker's expensive now.
Jalen Petre, to me, is not a guy that I really want to go get.
It's all price dependent, but...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say when you were talking about a buy. Like, I wouldn't go overpay for anybody.
What would you pay for Trayvon right now?
A third.
Yeah. A third?
Hopefully a late third. Yeah. Hopefully I know at this point in the season what this
not
is
a second,
be.
But a third?
308,
sure.
309.
Just an edge, defensive end.
Yes. Got to be DL or edge.
Folks, just assume that for the most part. Like, yeah. We're getting away from those dumb leagues where they're labeled linebackers. Hopefully you're doing the same.
While we're speaking dynasty pick value, Josh Allen, how far is he sliding?
Jaguars, Josh Allen?
Yes, not Bills.
So. I bet Josh Allen could slide very far.
Yeah. He's probably throwing an interception. He's definitely not doing himself any favors as of late. I mean,
is he outside the top 12 now?
He's getting close.
I think he only has like 3 sacks on the season so far.
Yeah, he's just been
9.25 points this week.
There's just no reason for him to be that bad, right? He's getting the snaps. He has more talent on this defense, better coaching. Mm-hmm. What the hell's going on, Josh Allen?
Dwayne Smoot's the only one getting home.
You want Josh Allen or Kayvon Thibodeau?
Kayvon.
Josh Allen.
Jeffrey Simmons or Josh Allen?
Oh, boy.
Josh Allen.
I think Jeffrey Simmons, just because he's your cheat code at D-tackle. Now, if it's DL, probably still Jeffrey Simmons.
Josh Allen is 26 and a half. I think maybe – did you guys think he was younger than that?
I thought he was about 24.
Yeah, he's 26.
Wow, that's older than I thought.
Danielle Hunter. Yeah. What about Danielle Hunter? Danielle Hunter's 28?
Yeah, probably Josh Allen.
Just a year and a half difference.
It's close.
Danielle Hunter out there producing.
Does the back thing still worry you at all about Danielle? Sometimes I'm skewed.
Not really.
No.
You're good.
Joey Bosa?
Oh, Josh Allen.
Joey Bosa.
I feel like Bosa's always hurt.
I know. I can't get over the injury history.
But those guys are a lot closer in age than you think. 27 and a half for Joey Bosa.
That's probably the line right there. I think those are the two that I would be like probably back-to-back on.
I think I'd rather have Joey Bosa.
What about Thibodeau? Would you rather have Thibodeau or Josh Allen? Really?
Yeah, just because, I like the upside of him.
Yeah, I think the ceiling is really high.
I think he's one of the best buys right now.
Yep.
Because he hasn't produced yet. Everyone's going to.
Josh Allen or Greg Rousseau?
That's close.
That's close as well. That's
I'd
another
go
good
Josh
one.
Allen there.
Yeah, probably Josh Allen.
Josh Allen or Quiddy Pay?
That's another good one, Bobbo. Dang.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, probably Allen. Quiddy Pay's dealt with some injuries, out again now with the ankle injury. I do love Quiddy Pay. It's very close. That's a good one.
That's tough. And, yeah, I mean, Josh Allen is definitely – it's a toss-up now with those guys. Like, before, I think a month ago, we'd be like, oh, Josh Allen, no doubt. But now you got to think about it.
I feel like there could be a couple weeks where he has a couple sacks and he's just going to be right back up there to top 8.
Yeah, definitely.
And honestly,
he'll have a big 40 burger and be like, oh, we love this. He's top 5.
Yeah. Oh, you got a fumble on Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. It's in 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just wanted to read the log. So he actually started off the season better than what we remember. 16.5, 25.35, 12.75, 19.75.
Yeah.
But since week 5, boys.
I extended him.
4.25, 3.25, 4, 4.5, 2.75, 9.25.
This point.
That is atrocious.
Mm-hmm. And he's in your lineup. I mean, you're
starting
all those. You're not getting that guy out of your lineup.
He's been playing a lot, too, because that Jags team is not as good as everybody thought they were going to be.
Yeah, I mean, those
year.
Snap counts since then, 42, 67, 56, 50, 46, 39. That's number of snaps, not percentages. But, yeah, he's playing. He's just not producing. But, gentlemen, I can wait no longer. Let's get into Jeff Saturday's coaching debut, 25-20 win over the Raiders. Much like people were asking how did the Colts beat the Chiefs earlier this season? Well, most NFL games are coin flips. And so sometimes the little things that happen are the things that make the big difference. That's what happened in Colts Chiefs. What happened in Colts Raiders? The Raiders are just a bad team, boys. This is probably a bottom five team when you look across the landscape of the NFL. I'd throw them down there in the dregs with the Texans, with the Bears, the Jags, any of these just kind of dead on arrival franchises. The Raiders, yeah, when the owner is having to come out and say, hey, yeah, Josh McDaniels' job is safe, you never want to hear that if you're a head coach. Like, why are we having this conversation?
That was my favorite Sig tweet of the day. He was like, this is how you pretty much know things are going really well.
Yeah, so will this translate to season-long success for the Colts? No. No, it will not. We have a murderer's row of teams coming up looking at the schedule. Maybe the Steelers, maybe the Texans. So maybe we get three wins in the Jeff Saturday era. Maybe he goes 3-5. I think that going back to Matt Ryan, excellent decision. A lot of the defensive guys stepped up. DeForest Buckner had a great game. Stephon Gilmore was awesome. Bobby Okereke played really well. Grover Stewart continues his all-pro campaign. But that's all we're cheering for. Mm-hmm. Grove season, baby. So, I mean, it was fun, though. It was fun to watch a Colts game. Again, I have a little bit different perspective on this whole Saturday fiasco. I don't think he was brought in primarily as the head coach. I think he was brought in to be a consultant, to be Irsay's eyes and ears.
He's the guy now, baby.
So I hope we don't fall into the trap of extending this guy. I think if we want to bring him back, we need to do a thorough head coaching search and make sure that Saturday is the best candidate and not just the one that Irsay likes the best, who's in the building.
If y'all go on a run, if y'all finish the season strong, he's your coach.
God, I hope not.
I'd love to have Connor in here right now. I bet Connor's all in.
Is he hyped?
Connor's buying in.
Oh yeah. He was bought in after that press conference.
But here's the thing. I have the text messages where Connor was telling me and Dad, boys, I'm bought in on Carson Wentz. I think he just gets sucked in. He's emotional. He wears his heart on his sleeve.
It's hard to
the Colts.
It's hard to not see the Jeff Saturday stuff and be like, he's the leader of men.
Yeah, and that's fine, but I really believe that a coach has to bring an advantage to the table. That's why Robert Mays always says that if he was starting a team, he would get an offensive play-calling head coach.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Your hotshot offensive coordinator, if they do well, they're gone. You get another one in there who does well, they're gone. So if your head coach calls plays, they give you an advantage every single week. So what does Jeff Saturday do that gives the Colts an advantage? I don't know. Everyone's like, maybe he makes the offensive line better. Guys, we have Kevin Mawai there. Hall of Fame offensive lineman Kevin Mawai is in the building. So it wasn't like we didn't have qualified folks working to fix this offensive line. Saturday's not coming in like, why is there no offensive line coaching here? They have it in the building. So what does Saturday bring? Maybe he brings enthusiasm or, the leader of men quality, but I just don't think that's enough for sustained success. But we'll see how the rest of the season goes.
I do hope that if Peyton ends up being the head coach that he does keep Saturday on just so they can continue to argue, like, on camera.
Oh, I know.
Just run the ball!
Yeah, exactly. That would be fun. I don't know if he's still the betting favorite, but that was a real tweet. I did not get catfished by one of these fake Elon Musk accounts. That was the real betting odds. I think from BetMGM was Peyton Manning as the favorite.
Is Matt Ryan the QB now?
Yes, he is.
Wow.
He is going to be the QB moving forward.
Okay. That's what it should be.
I mean, I respect Saturday for coming in and saying, Sam Ellinger, you play terrible. You're out. Ryan, you're back in. And, Ryan... We'll see. The game plan that Parks Frazier drew up, I got to give the 30-year-old credit, man. Feed JT, quick passes.
What are we doing?
Yeah, like, let's what are we doing? JT look awesome, too. Like, it was his best game of the season by far.
He's finally healthy, so that's
good. Keep feeding
good,
that guy.
Bro, just give him 40 touches a game.
But to touch on the IDP side of things
Nah.
Jayon Brown still alive. I got to bring this up. Jayon Brown alive. It warms my heart to see that. So only congrats.
Lots of injuries.
Took the entire linebacking core getting decimated.
Someone retiring.
Luke Masterson being in the mix tells you all you need to know.
Has got to be Josh's favorite part of Monday, coming up with the headline.
It really is.
I can see him pacing around
so
the house
much.
Sweating I don't have a good Colts Raiders one.
Good one for you right here.
Jayon lives, Grover season continues, and Max is about up to 10 or so X's on his name. He gets a new one every time he has a double-digit game.
You know what I was hoping for? You go to Boston, and every time they have a strikeout, they add the K or the backwards K. Every time Max has a sack, they need to add just an extra X somewhere in Las Vegas.
Definitely.
Or maybe a pressure. Get you a pressure.
Oh, he'd be
you an X.
Pressure King.
You just have to go Max and hold it for about 48 seconds.
Just wraps around
the stadium. Yeah, just wraps around the stadium. His jersey, it hangs off the bottom like a freaking coattail.
They pay Macri to hang the new X up every time.
Dude, 97% of snaps for Max.
And 20.9 points. He's been,
linebacker snaps.
He's the MVP, right? Is he the IDP MVP for this season so far?
Based on ADP, for sure. Adam brought up over a month ago where Max was in our dynasty, edge thoughts. And after Myles Garrett, it was like, I'm okay going Max Crosby after him. And turns out that's correct.
That is correct. Yeah. Do you have Max as number two right now, Addy? Is it Nick Bosa one, Max Crosby two?
Parsons, Bosa, Max.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I like it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And
then Myles Garrett, fourth.
Yeah, I mean, Myles has kind of been hurt. He had the car wreck, but he's been a little stanky.
But it's edge. Edge is what...
Edge is stank.
That's what you want to do. You want to hit the edge early because there's linebackers, man. Who cares? And who knows week to week?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Myles Garrett has had 37.1. He's had a couple really nice games, so we shouldn't say he's been awful. Myles Garrett has been fine.
Yeah.
He's also had 3.5, 3.25, 2 points this week. So he's had some doo-doo games in there, but some weak winners. So Garrett's fine. He exemplifies the position, folks. This is what
I'll take either one.
Defensive end looks
you
like.
You want to take Max, I'm not going to be upset.
Yeah. So
take Myles.
Yeah, Zaire Franklin and Bobby Okereke were the two leading linebackers in terms of snaps. Unfortunately, injury-wise, Kwity Paye, ankle injury day-to-day. Hoping he comes back, because otherwise, boys, I may be rolling out like Sam Williams, Jermaine Johnson in XFFL, because I traded away Cam
buddy,
Jordan.
You are tanking.
Oh, yes.
And you got a matchup with me coming up.
Oh, that's right.
You don't need to worry about trying to strengthen your team. I don't know what you're doing. You need to sell any vet you got.
I'm trying. I've got these. I update my trade block with prorated salaries every Tuesday.
I was a purchaser
last
week.
Come get it. Yes.
Both of y'all, you shut up. How disappointing.
Yes, Bobo.
How disappointing has Yannick been this year? Did you really think it was going to be this bad?
Yes. That's his,
he's done nothing.
Unique has consistently underwhelmed, so this is not surprising.
I feel like he was a little bit better last year in Las Vegas, but he has done nothing
so far
this year.
Once the stuff about his name being pronounced Unique came out, it's all been downhill. Yep. All right.
That was the pinnacle for him.
Everyone's like, is that even true? Did you just make that up?
Yeah. I think you made it up.
I think he was trying to be unique.
Unique.
A lot of name weirdness in the last couple
of
years.
We're from Kentucky, so we mispronounce everything by default, but Unique out of Y-A-N-N-I-C-K. I don't know, man.
Yannick?
How's that not just Yannick? come on, Bo. Yannick.
Should we trust
that? Never should have done that. Unique.
You know what you was wrong for that. Man, Chandler Jones sucks. I think that just needs to be reiterated.
Oh, man, I hate that guy.
Mm-hmm. He has been as...
I hate his guts.
The worst, and he's getting, talking about on the Around the NFL podcast, worst free agent signing of the offseason. I don't think it's really up for debate. He's been awful.
No, Vegas has got to be upset about that one.
Yeah, with the Adams trade, too. They're like, wait, we were supposed to be good?
Yeah.
And now we're like bottom five team in the league, probably?
Mm-hmm.
No bueno. So,
will they be back? You think they'll be better next year? Or is Carr coming back? You guys see him breaking down in the press conference. You guys broke Derek Carr.
What we do to our bodies, and this just pisses me off.
Carr's broke.
I literally was doing like the grimace face emoji listening to that. I was like, oh, man, this is a broken – this Vegas has broken this man.
Yeah, there's clearly people on drugs in the locker room. get out there. I don't know. They're having to shoot themselves up. It sounds like shit's like –
every
wild
day
there.
He's getting like two just steroid injections just to be able to walk.
Chest.
Yeah, it's like Pulp Fiction, straight in the heart, adrenaline needle. Let's move on, boys. So, yeah, Jeff Saturday era is off to a great start. We know Connie has bought in. We'll see if Jim Irsay, who's off his freaking rocker this season, buys in long term. I don't know how it's going to go, but hey, Colts got the dub, so we'll take it.
Connor's definitely got t-shirts made up like Believe 2022.
Yeah, Saturday for Sunday.
Like,
baby.
He's going to think that y'all make the playoffs and stuff.
Yeah, the mental gymnastics there.
I love it.
So let's move on to Cowboys 28, Packers 31. Bobo, Packers get the much needed win to keep their season alive. Quay Walker is impressing IDP managers. Do we think he is impressing the Packers too? In Campbell's absence, he was a 46 PFF grade last week, up to 62.1 this week, and scored 15 points on 100% of snaps. What's your temperature on Quay Walker now that we've gotten to see him in the starring role with Devondre Campbell on the shelf?
I like him, man. I think Quay, he looks the part. Not only does his single-digit number looks good, but, you know, the guy's 10 weeks into an NFL, you know, career. He's still learning. He's still, you know, getting his feet under him. He doesn't have his running mate, Devondre Campbell, there beside of him, so now he's asked to play a little bit different of a role. I don't know if he's wearing the green dot. That would be interesting to see who's actually playing the calls there, making the calls there. But yeah, Quay Walker, 15 points, 100% of snaps. I really like Quay Walker. I think he passes the eye test, at least for me.
Yeah, I agree.
Where do you think he's at, Dynasty LBs, Addy? Where you got him
where,
at, right?
Where we got Quay Walker?
Because he's a name that, you know, we're going to need to pay attention to. I think he's going to have some longevity.
I've got him pretty high. I have him as LB8. They're just not a lot. I mean, yeah. let's just go through them.
Quay Walker, according to Mike Wohlert, is the green dot.
Wow.
So I guess that's in Devondre Campbell's absence.
Roquan, Devin White, Nick Bolton, Devin Lloyd, Pete Warner.
Mm-hmm. Wait, did you say Devin Lloyd down at like 5?
4.
He had to drop a little bit this week.
You had him as your LB1 when we were talking with Sig. Has he underachieved that much recently?
Yes. Yes, he has, and he just got benched. That does worry me a tad. And I know that, again, we've talked about perceived value and stuff being a thing. I mean, when that stuff starts hitting the Twitters, that's not good for the value. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, he's still an elite linebacker.
Still a buy window.
Always Jordan Brooks, Fred Warner, Foye, Aluakun. So, did I mention Quay Walker?
Yeah, where was Quay in that
Quay
mix?
Quay was, I have him as LB7.
Behind who?
Yeah, who's he sandwiched? Give me the Quay sandwich.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Pete Warner's in front of him.
Okay.
Foye's behind him.
You want...
Probably want Quay over Pete?
Yeah, I do.
But that's close.
I might want Foye over Quay.
Maybe?
That's close. They're splitting hairs.
You want Foye for another 2 years.
Sure. Splitting hairs.
Yeah.
You like Quay that
much? Gosh, it does get yucky pretty quickly,
doesn't
it?
There's just not a lot, man. There's not a lot of, like, assets that I'm wanting to
pay
up for.
A lot of people are going to disagree with that because they're going to say, well...
Oh, yeah, he ain't done it yet.
Look at this guy who got 18 points last week. It's like, yeah, but do you really want to trust said player? You know?
And with Dynasty, you really have to pay attention to how well they're playing.
Yeah.
Because these linebackers can be replaced like that.
It's like Drew Tranquil, you know, who's balling out of his mind right now.
Yeah.
And really is like his first year doing it. Yeah. Where do you put that guy in Dynasty now?
You're
going to put him over someone like Quay Walker, Pete Warner?
No.
Yeah, because you don't – almost what you're looking at is trust the position on the team, not so much the actual player. Because all of a sudden now – Bobby Wagner goes out, and it's just Ernest Jones, or it's whoever, just player A.
IDP is about opportunity.
Absolutely.
Some teams present a better opportunity than other teams.
And even the bad teams. I mean, the Rams have a lot of linebacker play there, but let's just say a team who doesn't roll out a lot of two linebacker sets, or a team that just has one linebacker, it doesn't necessarily matter. They're still playing the game regardless of whether Bobby Wagner's hurt, or Shaq Leonard is hurt, or whoever is hurt. And whoever Jack Sanborn, when he gets those snaps and gets the opportunity and gets the points, I don't know. I'm learning to value these players less and less. And when people come knocking, and when you're not, I feel like I'm in the opposite because I have made a lot of trades to try to acquire people to make a run in some of these leagues this year. So I feel like I'm kind of talking out of both sides of my mouth. But man, when people come knocking, just let them go. Let them go, man.
Push them out the nest. Make them fly.
And go get offense, too, because I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I did. Traded offense away just, Khalil Mack in a 4th for Gabe Davis.
Yeah. That's so solid, Josh.
Yeah, that was I was doing that trade mid-podcast with John Macri.
Nice. What was it you got?
I sent Khalil Mack in a 4th for Gabe Davis.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty easy slam dunk.
Sure.
Give me the wide receiver two for Josh Allen. Yum, yum, yum. Thank you very much.
Yes, Josh killed
no brainer.
Josh
trade.
Killed me on a trade, too. Let's talk about that one. You want to talk about it?
The Lockett trade?
Yeah.
So it was Azeez Ojulari and a 2024 second for Tyler Lockett, who is $30 million next year.
And
oh, he's under contract next
yes,
year, too.
He is.
And I sent you Keenan.
Yes, you did.
Keenan just hadn't played, and I don't know that he's going to play
this year.
That
was more of a salary dump situation.
Well, I had to do that. But that's what boils down to. I needed offensive production for this year. Azeez looks good, but
he's going to defensive end next year in RSO, according to John Macri, so that's a consideration as well.
I kind of like Lockett extended through next year. Geno's
he'll be good through next year. Yeah. I think they're going to roll with Geno. I think they'll be good. Mm-hmm. So yeah, let's talk about Addy before we move on from this game. I feel like we say it like every other week, but DeMarcus Lawrence is so good.
Yeah,
he's so good. This year, 6.5, 6.75, 39, 6, 13.4, 12, 7.25, 14.35, and then 22.45 points. There just aren't a lot of edge rushers that I trust more than DeMarcus Lawrence.
No. Yeah, and I mean, he's one of those guys that still lingers around in the top 25 Dynasty Edge players because he's still going to be – he's still doing this stuff.
That's right. If you went LB early in like a startup, that's a great kind of guy to circle back around on.
Yeah.
Because he's just overlooked. He's older, 30 years old. So not the sexy young dynasty asset, but he just keeps producing. Yeah. So not a guy you're necessarily grabbing like for the next 5 years, but for the next year or two, sure.
But I'll be honest, he is probably off my radar for dynasty. I'm just going to focus on this guy in best ball and redraft at this point. Because, I mean, I'm not going to spend the capital it's going to take to acquire him in a startup. And then if I'm in a contending window, I'd spend a third to have him to finish out his career. But that's really all I'm thinking about as far as dynasty goes for him.
Yeah, he's at the back end, but it's a beautiful.
Yeah, be thankful for what you got.
Yeah, it's just enjoy
fun player
the ride.
To have. Fun player to have, finish his career.
It's like our boy H-Bomb said, I think it was of DeMario Davis, that dude's dying on my roster, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. Like that's how I kind of view DeMarcus Lawrence, especially if I'm in a contending window, DeMarcus Lawrence is just going to die on my roster. Bobo, I don't think you're dying inside with your Rams going down 17-27 to the Cardinals. Someone was asking the question on Twitter, is this the worst defending champion performance in NFL history? The Broncos going from Peyton Manning to Trevor Siemian?
Maybe.
Was also pretty bad, but the Rams suck, man. Mm-hmm. They are bad. But the one lone bright spot that I wanted to pull out, Bobo, just for you, Ernest is sitting at 70.38% of snaps. You planted your flag. I went back and looked at 60%, and Ernest is averaging 9.36 points per game. Bobo, thoughts on Ernest Jones's performance this year?
Yeah, man, it's what we expected, This isn't so much a Ernest Jones take as much as it was a take for change. We're going to hear so much in the offseason about, well, this team primarily plays this many linebackers, or this team primarily plays with this many DBs on whatever downs. No, that is not the case. It's almost the exact same as Adam was talking about for Quay Walker in the offseason. These things change. Just because Devondre Campbell played a ton of one linebacker sets in 2021 does not mean that now the addition of Quay Walker means nothing. It's the exact same for Ernest Jones. Because Ernest Jones played and is a Super Bowl winning linebacker, it was pretty easy given some of the takes that we were seeing, like Nate Tice was talking so highly of him in the offseason and his play in the Super Bowl. Ernest Jones has earned the opportunity to play more than 60% of the snaps for the Rams. And things change, man. People play in different roles from one season to the next. From 1 week to the next, for that matter.
I think you're going to get that flag plant, Bobo, as Ernest stays healthy.
I got my other one, too, while we're at it. Rashawn Gary was a top 12 before he got hurt. Yeah, just so we're clear.
That's right.
Yeah, points per game.
Sure.
67 tackles right now for Ernest Jones. He's on pace for 126.
Let's go.
Get you some, Ernest.
So let's hot take it.
I love that.
Here's my hot take real
quick.
Pretty
good.
Do you think, given the Rams season, that we could see the Ernest Jones, Bobby Wagner usage flip?
No.
You think we're still steady?
It's just...
It's a respect thing for Wagner, too.
Yes, exactly. They're going to keep rolling these vets out. If it was a different situation, different team, mm-hmm. maybe different player, yes. Mm-hmm. But no, with Bobby Wagner, I think you're going to get 100% of snaps the rest of the season, assuming health.
If anything changes, I think you'll just see maybe they utilize both together more often.
Yeah.
Honestly. Mm-hmm. Maybe we see Ernest start playing 80 to 90%.
Yeah.
That's what I'd hope for.
I'm happy with it. Over 70%, that's great.
Yeah, the Cardinals IDPs, we got to shout them out because, God, they had themselves a day. Myjai Sanders on 35% of snaps went for 25.15. J.J. Watt, 24.1. Hello, J.J. And then Buda Baker, 19.8 on 80% of snaps. Good to have him back. Zach Allen, 16.4 on 70% of snaps. The linebackers, our babies, didn't even score well enough to crack the top five. That's how good the Cardinals IDPs were. Isaiah Simmons, Zaven Collins, we should call it out, both played 100% of snaps. Isaiah Simmons, 15.75. Zaven Collins, 14.75. I think we finally have reached the promised land, boys.
I think so.
I think it's here.
Bobby, how do you feel?
Are you still a little gun shy, Bobbo?
I feel fantastic. Isaiah Simmons had yet another big play in the game. Now, stat-wise, it wasn't huge, but it was a pass deflection, which led to a Buda Baker pick, which I think Buda maybe housed. I think that was a majority of Buda's points. Maybe not. I feel great. Isaiah Simmons had six tackles. I think they were all solo. 100% playing time. If you give Isaiah Simmons and Zaven Collins both 100% of playing time, they're both going to produce for you some type of metric. Sometimes Simmons or Collins might be in the backfield for a sack. Sometimes Zaven Collins in coverage might get you an interception. Isaiah Simmons might punch out a ball for a forced fumble every once in a while. I just think they're ballers. I think those guys are playmakers.
Yep.
I think that Arizona maybe is slowly starting to figure it out, which is weird to say in week 10 with, I don't know, hopefully Kyler's healthy and everything. The Eno Benjamin thing was weird.
Yeah, that was
also
odd. Yeah. Something going on there. I don't think we've gotten the full story.
They got the depth to handle.
I know you're feeling great about Zaven, but what about Simmons? Are you okay with Simmons rest of season?
Yeah.
Feel confident?
Yeah, for sure. Rest of season, I feel good. I mean,
he's getting the snaps, man, finally.
Yeah. It's good for his dynasty value, but you're right. I mean, they both make things happen when they're out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, and Simmons especially, man, he's been making plays every single week, and you know that the coaching staff is taking notice of that. Also, Arizona just – it's changing. You can feel it. They're playing better ball there. I mean, DeAndre Hopkins coming back was a huge lift.
Big game next week, Mexico City against the 49ers.
Hopefully Kyler's back and healthy. But, I mean, Rondell Moore looks pretty damn good. Hollywood Brown should be coming back pretty soon. That's a fun team. And if the defense can start to match that offense,
yep,
look out.
The
Zach Allen, another one. We should. Yep. I mean, just got that guy's – I mean, talk about someone putting himself on a dynasty radar. I mean, he is someone that shades of like Trey Hendrickson a little bit, you know? I mean,
that's a good comparison.
That's kind of like how he feels right now. I mean, I don't know. Like, if I had to choose between those two, I'm not sure that I wouldn't start Zach Allen at this point. He's been awesome this year.
Yep.
Yeah, I wanted to pull it up so we could give some love here. Yeah, 25 years old, but has had games of 30.5, 28.6. The last 2 weeks, 14.5, 16.4. So Zach Allen showing up and showing out and getting the snaps as well.
Kind of like we were talking about in the golden hour for DeMarcus Lawrence. This could be Aaron Donald's golden hour.
Could be.
This could be the ride out.
It could be. I mean, are you shocked if he's retiring at the end of this season or next season?
Not at all.
I'm not either.
I don't exactly know what his contract looks like, and I'm not really sure that it matters.
It doesn't matter. He's going to retire when he wants to retire.
I think that it could be a weird offseason for the Rams. You could even see McVay do some weird stuff.
You could
see
total turnover there. If they finish like 4-13, mm-hmm. Stafford retires, McVay retire, Aaron Donald retire, B-way. I mean,
what's Stafford out for right now?
Concussion.
Yeah, concussion. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Now Cooper Kupp is hurt.
Yeah, that team's about to.
They got to shut again.
Shut it all down. Burn it to the ground.
But they got to shut Stafford down.
They got to shut up and shut down.
Kill McVay,
yeah. Get him out of there. Showing off his beach bod and the Hard Knock season and his, like,
does he have a good bod? I didn't see him with his shirt off.
It was fine. I'm always just a little bit like,
yeah, I'm sure he does.
The guys who have the shaved chest, like,
who's got the time for that?
Who's doing that?
He did the Sunday conversation with Caleb Presley. Did you see that?
Did he? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah.
The last one I saw was with the guy from overseas. His name starts with an M. He's like a big influencer, I feel like.
Oh, the little guy.
Yeah. What's his name?
The little guy. I know who you're talking about.
I can't come up with his name.
I can't either.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'll have to watch the McVay one. That's one of the greatest things as well, Sunday Conversation.
There you go. I have no idea what y'all are talking about.
Oh, my gosh. The Rodgers one's really good.
Well, let's...
You'd appreciate
finish
it,
up here, boys. Yeah. Speaking of the 49ers, get the 22-16 victory over the Chargers. We're going to get the Chargers back in primetime next week against the
Mahomes.
Kansas City Chiefs. But Nick Bosa has been an absolute monster this year. 15-plus points in every game with at least 65% of snaps. There was one game he played with like 39. I think he got nicked up in one game and went out a little early.
Nicked up.
Yeah, nicked up. There you go. You're welcome.
That's tight. That should be a thing.
I'm dialed in right now. But yeah, Nick Bosa has been a monster. 97% of snaps, 27.1 points. He is the Dynasty DN1, folks. Don't overthink it. This team is playing really well. Can Jimmy G take him to the promised land and get him over the mountaintop? I don't think so, but the rest of this team is absolutely loaded, Addy.
Is Bosa your one?
He just
is
my said one, it, didn't yes. he?
He did.
Yeah, Bosa's my one, my DN1. Mad Max is two, but yeah.
And Nick Parsons is three?
God, I keep forgetting Parsons is going to be moving to edge. Has he been playing predominantly at edge? I haven't seen the breakdown recently.
You pretty want much. Max Crosby more than Myles Garrett?
Yes, I think so.
I have it too that way.
Yeah, I think so.
Max is
how
Max
old is
so good, bro.
How old's Garrett?
I think they're about the same age, right? Max is going to be there. He signed the big contract. He's just good, man. I mean, you can make a case. Yeah, Myles Garrett.
Max 25.2. Myles Garrett 26.9.
Oh, look at that. 1.7, old ass.
You got a Parsons one for you.
Yes, now that if I'm thinking of Parsons, yes, I'm sorry.
Look at you.
Yeah. Lying.
I mean, hell, you could still make a case for Nick Bosa. My God, the dude has been good. I mean, he's been so good.
Bosa's amazing.
I'm lying to the
not wrong.
Parsons falls in this weird gray area where it's like, I'm not thinking about him in linebacker terms or edge rusher terms. He's just Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
He's just corner. He's somehow unicorn. The 101 overall.
I love that.
He's the unicorn. He is. He's weirdly the 101 for IDP, but he doesn't fall into either top bucket for me. I don't know what's going on with my brain with Micah Parsons. But, yeah, he's been awesome. And, hey, the Chargers IDP showed up pretty well, fellas. Khalil Mack, Derwin James, Drew Tranquil. Even Kenneth Murray got in the mix. Now, he is day-to-day with a head injury.
He made some plays.
Yeah.
They were talking.
He does
about
that
it.
From time to time.
Yeah, he did still only had like five tackles though.
Fred Warner, I mean, they were singing Fred Warner's praises. 19.25 points on 100% of snaps.
Dude's good at football.
Love to see it.
This dude is very good at football.
He
wish
is
his,
awesome.
Wish his dad would follow us back.
You know,
yeah. Still a little hurtful.
The other thing that's I think helping Fred Warner is the linebackers behind him have been really kind of questionable this year. Dre Greenlaw can't stay in a game without getting ejected. And then
that was a bad ejection.
Yeah, it was weird. And then Al-Shaair just came back.
Yeah.
Recently.
He hasn't been very good, though.
Yeah.
Is he actually back?
Yeah,
he
played last game because he has that weird thing on his arm. It's like,
yeah. Okay.
Like a hook.
Yeah.
A hook.
It's humongous. It's like a leg brace on his arm.
You'd love it, Josh.
I just love the idea of a hook. Now I'm thinking of like the Halloween, you
it's
know,
like
story.
It's like the J.J. Watt.
The basically the knee brace on the
yes.
arm.
Yes.
It's like that's not how that's supposed to be used, J.J. You're the only person whose arm is big enough to wear a leg brace on it, pretty much.
I'm just thinking about hook on his arm now.
Oh, there's old hook man. Better be making out in a car on Lover's Lane. He'll stick that in your mirror. So we need
stick
to go home.
Where? Yeah.
We need to go home. I need to walk about 100 feet that way and go to bed, folks. So thank you all for tuning in. We really appreciate y'all showing up here. The Week 10 recap show. As we mentioned, don't unplug. Plug in. We're going to be here the rest of
plug
the season,
in, guys.
Folks.
Like and subscribe,
we
man.
We will be here on Christmas night with you guys recapping those games. Chicken sandwich, Addy, it's 11:15. Are we going to eat this thing once the show's over?
I don't think we're going to risk it.
I don't think we're going
to
risk it.
We need to be there for the kids in the morning. Yeah. It's just not going to be good
That's
for anyone.
That's not the Addy I know. Yeah. The Addy I
what
know.
What happened to you, man?
We would have had a burrito man. In here for
only
four
one,
and a half hours.
Only one beer tonight.
That's the Adam I know.
Sure, I'm a changed man.
That's what I think of that. Bunch of shit. All right. Well, make sure you give us a follow over on the Twitter before the site comes crashing down around Elon Musk's ears. We are at the IDP show. I'm at Josh Raymer. He's at Adam IDP and at IDP Bob. If you like the show and you'd like to support us, theidpshow.com is the place to be. $5 a month or $50 for the year is going to get you a ton of great perks, and we're just adding to it all the time, so check it out. And if you would, if you have not done so yet, 5-star rating and a written review over on Apple Podcasts is a huge help. We sincerely appreciate all the love that you guys have shown us. Bobo, you and the Young King are back with the preview episode this week, so man, looking forward to that.
Sneaks up here on you.
It does. It's like, wow, we're up again. Okay, so here we go.
Sure.
Here we go. I appreciate that you guys go game by game. Y'all really knock it out of the park every time you do it.
Molding the youth of America, Bob.
That's what we're here for.
Evan's a good boy.
Molding the youth. I was like, who is he? Like, oh, but Evan, yes.
Evan's a young boy.
Evan is 22.
But he's a good boy.
I liked John Macri's tweet that Evan's office is just slowly going to be like come just a pile of jerseys, and he's going to be podcasting from like a middle of a laundry hamper at the end of the year. So good on that young
boy
man,
likes though. Jerseys.
That boy does like jerseys.
Might be time for a new one.
Yeah, I think Leonard, it's signed though. Give me another signed jersey and I'll put it in the little frame there.
Yeah, come on, Evan. That's too much to ask.
Rip down the Heinicke one off the wall and send it
come
to
on,
us.
Get us a Zaire Franklin on the wall.
Let's do that. Well, thank you all again for listening. We appreciate y'all tuning in. We will be back later this week, Bobby and the Young King, with the Week 11 preview. God, Week 11. Hard to believe that it is already here.
Where's the time go, y'all?
But then we'll be back next week with the Week 11 recap. And then after that, we got the very special IDP Blitz episode coming up. Got something really cool planned for that one. So make sure you stick around, folks. We're going to be here the rest of the season, taking care of y'all. But until next week, for Adam, for Bobo, Josh signing off, we'll see y'all soon.
Well, there's a fog on the pond and a whistle in the wind. My grandpa was a fishing man. He got an education, bought a plot of land. With the fog on the pond and a whistle in the wind. And every dog he had was his best damn friend. They'd be up in the hills with a gun and a grin. Beat the sun out of bed every morning. With the fog on the pond and a whistle in the wind. Yeah, the night he died, my dad had a dream. He saw his dad at the pond walking with an Indian. He said, hey, Dad, but they kept walking. And there's a fog on the pond and a whistle in the wind. There's a fog on the pond.